Rob?
Yeah, Catherine, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. I don't know if Lori told you, but it's just going to be me today.
Yay.
That's, I think we knew that.
How's it going? How's your life?
Good. I'm getting ready to go on my honeymoon for June, so just kind of getting things going these last 2 weeks, but we're wrapping things up, so I don't have to, think about it.
Congratulations. That's wonderful, huh? Exciting time.
Finally. But, I wanted to kind of take this time to talk about, I guess, me, like my goals, what I've seen. Obviously there's other variables and things to consider, but at least my feelings and my input, So I think I showed you I did pretty well for the first quarter, and I've just been feeling like I've plateaued in a way. Just the beginning of the year, we were doing a huge push, and I was able to, coordinate, gather assets, and now I'm just like, what's happening, I don't know if it's something I did or I'm not doing, but I don't know what to do.
You've got, how are the boys doing? I mean, are they?
So, you're not in front of your computer, are you?
No, I don't. I'm in Atlanta.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so the other day, the office had put together a lunch just to bring in the importance of having a diversified group, and they talked about the next generation and how they're going to be inherited money, and it's important to start talking, a lot of stuff we've already know. And so, of course, my uncle storms in my office, and he says, we need to start talking to the next generation. We need to start doing financial plans, kind of like in a freak-out mode, right? So I was just – And so I said, yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's what I do. That's exactly what we do. And then he's like, well, we're not like a team. We what do you do? You don't do anything. Like, how do you, and then he stormed out. Like, we need to revisit, how we function as a team. So then I decided, it was towards the end of the week, around like Thursday. So, that afternoon, I decided to type up everything, my process, our process and what we do with clients and their families. And I told my uncle, I sent it to him, and I said, I'll be happy to do this with your clients, but we need to make some sort of arrangement where I get, more than 1% of the split, because it takes time. It's time consuming, So it showed that he saw it, but it's been, 3 weeks, and I don't even know how else he gets upset. But he said, well, you work with your dad, so you guys are a good team. Well, I've offered this, because there had been a time before we hired you that I would just do things for him, no problem. And I'm a team player, okay? And I see the bigger picture. So there was one couple that he inherited, $150,000. I met with them. They had almost 3 million CDs, right? So then I came back to the office all excited. Look what I've uncovered. I'm talking, that's how great is that, And he's like, he says, okay, great. Well, what's the follow-up? I was like, okay, great. Well, Let's talk about, you know, changing. Well, I'm not going to pay you. Okay. So then,
right.
you know,
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So, I, you know what? That scarred me because I'm like, no way. I'm not. When he was like, when he stormed in the other day saying that we need to, you know, work as a team and start doing financial plans and, you know, reprofiling clients and gathering assets, I said, okay. But when I wrote that email, let me see if what I wrote at the end here. I just, you know, it's just so frustrating. I feel like I'm talking to the wall.
Yeah. Well, when we talked, when we talked in your office, I think, as I remember, I think I kind of focus on you and your dad, right? I mean,
right.
And because he understands, and he's going to split, and you're going to work, and just kind of, I mean, you got to make a standard deal, okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's got to be kind of like a standard deal that if I work and help you, I get, I don't care, maybe it's 25%, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's 50%, but you work it out. That's so now we're just, now it's not a negotiation every time we talk.
Oh, I feel like, exactly, I feel like we're back in the square one every time,
right?
You know, he
yeah.
gets into freak out mode.
So what you got to do is you got to have a deal that, you know, to work with me, I love you, your family, and this is our deal.
Should I do it in terms of when you're saying standard deal? Do I, let's say, print out a list? Because obviously I see his accounts. Do I print out a list of, let's say, I don't know, 500 and down, and then, you know, say, you know, let me call on these families, and then if I were able to uncover, or if I'm able to convert them to manage, you know, just different things, would we be able to put it into another split? Or how do I, you know, this, he was in the military, right? So he is so, you know, I get it. Like, he's super strict and he's very disciplined and things like that. But I feel like there's no negotiating with him because he's like, you know, I'm the senior, you know, I'm the senior guy. You, these are my clients. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I would just say, look, you know, let's, Give me, here's the best thing for you. Give me a 75-25 split on these clients for a year, and I'll prove that I can make things happen.
And 75 him, right?
75 him, 25 you.
Okay. Okay.
And
so
just put all these clients into a joint split number.
Okay.
And then we'll have something to talk about every day.
And do you think, just how do I approach, I'm not like scared of him, but he's definitely intimidating, and the only one that really can talk to him is my dad, but my dad's kind of over it too. He's like, he's I'm too old for this, and you know that.
No, he came to you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he should, I mean, he's obviously opened up the door again. And what you say is, look, let's put these clients into a joint number and I'll work for a year to prove to you that this is worthwhile. And if you think it makes sense, then you're going to add more clients to the pool. And I'm not going to waste any time on people that have no money. So I'm going to go through them pretty fast. And I'll give you a report back pretty quick on what's there.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do. Okay.
Interesting. I'm taking notes. Okay.
Yeah. So you can't do it on the come. It's just too expensive. Okay. You got to work out a deal ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Look, you're going to inherit the whole thing eventually anyway. So it's okay to pay your dues, but you can't,
sure.
You know, with your dad, you're what, 50-50 or something? Or what are you with your dad?
No, we're about 75-25 like this.
Okay. So you want to try and get your dad to give you a little juice, you know, here. Maybe 65-35 or something like that.
Okay.
And then work it out with each one of them. So you have a separate business with each one of them. Or with anybody, with your dad, it's 65-35. With everybody else, it's 75-25. Or if you want to make it 75-25 with everybody. And then you don't have to worry about it. And then you don't have to think about it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then you're working towards 100%. You know, you're working towards 50-50. And then as they get old, you know,
right,
it's 75 you and 25 them, and then eventually they're gone.
Right.
So that would be the plan, kind of going forward. That would be my sort of my overview. Here's the exercise. This is going to take a while, but you can do it simply in stages. But I want you to do a sort of a forensic accounting on what is there. Okay. So here's what I want you to do.
This is my own cookbook, right?
This is the entire business.
Oh wow! Okay, all right. I have the book summary up right now. Let me add my uncle here. All right.
So this is what I want you to do. This would make a fabulous team meeting every Monday for the whole team. But then again, I dream, right? But here's what we do with the spreadsheet. We have seven columns. This incorporates marketing as well as development. And I put
marketing in what?
And development.
Okay, great.
We'll call it book development. Okay. So the first column is leads. 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 And this is anybody that you get as a name and you're going to call in the next 30 days.
Okay.
We haven't qualified them. We just have them as a name. You read in the newspaper, they're selling their business, and you know somebody that knows them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next column is suspect.
Okay.
A suspect is somebody that you've already called.
Mm-hmm.
The next column is prospect.
Okay.
And a prospect isn't a prospect until they meet your criteria.
Right.
Okay. So they have to meet your minimum asset requirements. And they have to be willing, the minimum of, you know, you have your minimums that you have. You like them, you trust them, et cetera, right? They're going to be a good client. But they also are willing to act within a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
And I would say a prospect, depending on their size, you know, if it's a guy with $1 million rollover, it's got to be within, let's say, you know, the next 6 months. If it's a $20 million client, you may be willing to prospect them for 2 years.
Right.
Okay.
Something reasonable.
No, that's true. Sometimes it takes longer for certain things, right?
Yeah.
And the next column is customer. And this is the one where now we're getting into client development. A customer is somebody you do business with. That's all. And we're going to put, by the way, when we get to the suspect column, we're going to start to put a date and an estimated assets. And these are assets that are away from us. Okay, so the assets away is a constant
external, yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so when we get to prospect, again, it's date and assets. And customer, date, and assets. And now the next column is client. And the difference between a client and a customer is they've done a financial plan and they have and they do fee-based services.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our client development. So the date they did it, and then any assets away, even as a client, they may have assets away, right?
Mm-hmm. Date they did what, the financial plan?
No, the date that they became a client.
Oh, okay.
So they may have started out as a customer, and now they're a client. Because
mm-hmm.
we did a financial plan, and they became fee-based.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next column is advocate.
Okay.
An advocate is a client that is also a center of influence.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
A center of influence is somebody that is willing to send you introductions without you asking. They like you, they trust you, and they send you introductions without you asking.
Mm-hmm.
And that even they, though, will have the date they became that, and then, again, assets away. And the final column is ambassadors. And these are advocates that have given you a client that became a client in the last 12 months.
Okay, advocates that have given me a client?
Yeah, an ambassador is somebody that has actually given you somebody that became a client in the last 12 months.
Okay.
So here's how we're going to use that. We're going to create an ambassadors club every year. And you can do it calendar or last 12 months. It's up to you, whatever works. But sometimes what happens is centers of influence or advocates may go 3 years without sending you an introduction.
Right.
And we're not going to reward that behavior.
Yeah.
We're going to reward, see what I mean? We're going to reward behavior currently. So it's got to be in the current year. And what you're going to do is you're going to take them on a dinner cruise, you know, one of your wonderful dinner cruises there in your market, you know, out in the harbor
right.
somewhere, because, you know, spouses and all that stuff.
Okay.
It's just a fun night, but it's only for ambassadors.
Okay.
And you can do whatever you want, but I just throw that out as a fun thing. Because I know you're
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay.
What I want
you to do is kind of put your business down and do this, then your dad's,
mm-hmm.
then Otto's, then Aldo's, Gil's, and just go through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can color code them or however you want to do it. So that you don't confuse them. But what it's going to tell you is a lot, and it's going to shine a light on them too.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. And how am I supposed to do that for my uncle Gil's clients when I really don't deal with them on a day-to-day basis, even on a quarterly basis? We just don't. We kind of...
You do as much as you can.
Okay.
You don't even have to interview. You can just,
okay.
You can put them all down as customers.
All right.
And then just stop. And then just stop there.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so what you do is you can you imagine now? You've done this and you do it with your dad. It's very detailed with you and your dad, right? You got everything
yeah.
filled in across the board. And then you meet with the whole team and you show them this.
Yeah.
And they say, well, what is this ambassador thing? What is this? What is this? What is this? What is this? Why don't I have any clients, people over there? Well, it's because you haven't, you know, you haven't told me if there's anybody there. And they go, well,
yeah.
okay, you can interview me. I'll tell you everything.
I hope. Yeah, one day.
No, I mean they'll be embarrassed. They'll be like, no, you know, your dad's getting more attention. I want more attention. You're doing all this homework. I want to see how I look here.
Yeah.
How many clients do I have? You know. You know.
Yeah.
How much money away is there for me? I don't know. It would be. I'd just see what their reaction is. I would be very curious. Their egos are so big that I don't think they can stand. I don't think they can stand having no people in the right-hand column.
Yeah, Yeah, and it's almost their downfall is their ego.
Right, but what you're going to do is you're going to play a trick on them, you see? You're going to show them, you're going to say, well, you don't want to bother with this stuff, you know, and they're going to say, wait a minute, yeah, I do. I've got advocates. I have people that refer business to me. Well, who are they? Who put their name?
Right. Right.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whatever you can do is going to be good. But
it's definitely going to take time.
Right. Yeah. This is a good exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Just for your dad, for you. And it'll be valuable. I mean, I think it'll be great.
I think the numbers the visual will be helpful and speak for itself.
Right. Right. Jesus. That's why I'm excited about it. I think this thing has real power.
Yeah. Gil actually likes Excel sheets and graphs and colors. He's actually pretty good at those.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Otto?
Gil. Yeah, Gil. No,
oh,
Gil.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you might make an advocate here, you know? You never know.
Right.
All we can do is try, right? We're not going to ever give up. We're never going to give up. But we're going to try different things. And this to me is something, this to me can be very valuable for you, Catherine, because this will tell you, am I doing my own marketing? You know, what's my suspect, prospect, what's my, this is a funnel or a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Funnel, prospecting spreadsheet for keeping track of prospects. So it's has a lot of sort of, one is marketing, one is development. One is developing customers into clients and clients into advocates into ambassadors. So you're constantly, and they don't even know what those things are, right? But once they see them, especially the military guy, you know, he's going to be, you know, Otto. He'd be like, wait a minute, what? I don't have anybody over here. Why not?
Yeah, right. I had started kind of like my own little tracking on Excel, if it ever opens up for me. These are the columns, and maybe we can kind of consolidate to have one page here. So FA client. Month and year of the new account opened, the amount, and then hopefully this is one of my goals down the road is to have a new client letter, so like a welcome letter.
Mm-hmm.
Then the date they funded the account, then when they register online, these are kind of like more admin things. Then if the count's like, let's say rule of thumb, if the count is million up or something, then they get like a welcome gift, nothing major, but maybe some flowers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do want to send them a thank you note to the referral, right? So that was
one
of your suggestions. Profile added to interactions, whether it's, their birthday, wedding anniversary, kind of like a side details.
I would keep that separate from this.
Keep
idea.
That separate. Okay.
Yeah. What you're talking about is what we refer to as an onboarding process.
Onboarding. Okay. Okay.
So that's what I would title that, onboarding process.
Onboarding process. Okay. Yeah. And then the last column was, the last two columns, create folder, and then life view and insurance review. And then, I've got a section where it's pending or it's completed. So that's kind of what I started and see if that's something I can kind of work with this or keep it separate. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's an onboarding process. I'd add a column for put into the scheduler, the 1250 schedule.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Onboarding process. I like that title, process, and then add column of put on scheduler and 24 calendar. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a
good.
No, that's valuable. That's very valuable. That's helpful. This is different. This is our marketing. This is what I call, I think I had this like opportunity. Is it some what did I call this? Opportunity something.
There too many titles, huh?
yeah, just, you know, I it's part of the creative process. You can't remember when you come up with something new.
Right.
So
that one, okay, so yours is going to be marketing and development, book development, and then I've got one that, so I've got my Excel sheet, and then my other tab is just book summary, and on there I've got the household, or the family name, total assets, T12 revenue, year-to-date deposits, year-to-date withdrawals, last touch, whether it's a call or a meeting, next review, and then I was kind of leaving it blank for other columns, but do you think I should consolidate that with the onboarding process?
Well, give me the columns you had for that one.
Sure. So it's so household, so the name of the household, total assets, T12 revenue, year-to-date deposits, year-to-date withdrawals, last touch, and then it's either a C or an M and the date, so either a call or a meeting, next review or next touch, and then that's pretty much it in terms of just current book tracking.
I don't think you need that.
You don't think I need that? Okay. All right.
I mean, I like the idea that I like one of the columns, I think. But I don't think you need the others, because you're doing the if you're using the scheduler.
Give me 2 seconds. Rob, so Gil just walked in, so this is good that he...
Hi, Rob. I thought we had a regular 2 p.m., and I just saw the schedule and said 1.
Yeah, we had to push...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. My bad, not for...
For being
thinking that it was always the same, so my apologies. I didn't look through the entire schedule on time.
No, that's good. We had a nice talk. And I had a chance to spend some time with Catherine when I was there, and it's nice to meet in person.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a good talk there, and so now I think we're making good progress. I think we had a good day today. I think we got a lot covered, and I think we're making, you know, a lot of it is, I hopefully is making some sense for both of us. So
what he, what I, I'm just going to kind of recap a little bit, Rob, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So the office had a lunch meeting where they brought, I don't know if you're there, I was out, but they had a lunch meeting where they brought a lady to give like statistics, like a wholesaler or something, to bring statistics on, you know, having a diversified group, talking to the next generation, the inheritance, just kind of like that, which you've heard before.
Yeah, next gen.
Yeah. So that same day, which I think was last Thursday, my uncle comes in. He's like, we need to start doing financial plans and talking to the next generation. Like, he came and sat here, like, freaking out. Like,
this is what we need to be doing, and you need to be calling on clients, things like that. I was like, okay. He's like, well, what do you do? What do you do? And I was like, I do a lot. He's like, well, we need to have a meeting on and what we can do, and, you know, he was, like, in a freak-out mode. So then I wrote up, you know, everything I do, our process, you know, mm-hmm. like my dad, whether it's even from, like, agendas to reprofiling to LMSO, whatever we do, Aladdin, life use. And so going back to, you know, I don't talk to his client.
Correct.
I don't. Like, he, you know, he does his thing. And even when I've suggested things in the past, it doesn't fly, right? So he's kind of guiding me on, listen, yeah, listen, he's in the military. He was in the military. This is the type of person he is. And I think you and I have talked about, like, he does freak out. That's just, but then again, he's also comfortable.
Comfortable.
Yeah. He's been in the business 40-something years. It's not like, he's going to be learning all these new things that the firm keeps pushing on him.
He's making the money that he wants to make.
Exactly. So, you know, Rob gave me some suggestions on, you know, there was, he said, you know, why don't you look to see maybe accounts 250 and down or 400 and down to say, let me work on these families, call on these families, give me a year if they're... is any potential, then we can have that arrangement or something like that. So he was kind of guiding me on how to talk to him because I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I've hit a brick wall in terms of on a transition or helping him, and it's a push of he doesn't want to do anything, but yet he doesn't want me to do anything. So
well,
it's like a catch 22.
Rob, I this is a conversation that happened a couple times already between Kat and Aldo. And it's always, at the end of the day, it's always...
his baby.
Who came first, the chicken or the egg at this time? And please correct me if I'm wrong. There's a time, I like that you're saying now, hey, why don't we give me this account? If something pans out, then we'll move it. Okay, because before, it was, okay, we'll put it into this JPN, and I'll work on them. You know, so Aldo saw it as, why doesn't she show me first?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it. Correct. And that's where it never panned out because it was always what came first, the chicken or the egg. Am I going to give you the accounts first, or
yeah,
am I going to work on the accounts first?
So there was, I think there was a time where he gave me a list of all accounts that had just mutual funds that weren't part of the models. They're just kind of like one-off mutual funds that people either brought or they kept or, I don't know, nothing happened with them. So he says, well, let's work on these clients so that we can, you know, talk about them and put them in, you know, just reprofile them.
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, these are the funds that I would sell. You know, I gave recommendations on the whole, like, 3 pages worth. Say, okay, we'll get to it. A month went by, he's like, oh, yeah, we'll get to it. So, you know, I'm like, wait, I did this two-day work, and nothing happened. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know. It's either, so, I don't know, we'll see. There's always a process, but, you know, I don't know how to walk.
If I'm not mistaken, you were also part of the military, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
what is the best approach with somebody with military background?
Well, what I told Kat was this: if I were her, I would say, give me all the accounts less than 500,000, and we'll put them in a joint number. It'll be a 75-25 split, and I'll work on them, and I'll prove that this is a good idea. It's not going to cost him anything. Really, he's not making much on those. If anything.
But a lot of those, they're not even managed, even if there is ability
right.
to add
there's
them
not,
in.
There's nothing there. Right. Right.
So
but there's nothing there now.
Anyway.
Right. So, but that would be a good faith commitment on both parts. It would give you something that you could literally work on. If you turn them into fee-based clients, that would be good. If you turn them into $5 million clients, that would be better. That to me would be the only way I would do it if I were you. I would not do it based on you know, if I generate something, then we'll split it. That's like, you know, that's too much on the come. Meaning, I would not, if I were you, I would not be comfortable with that because you're going to put in a lot of time and effort, and it may not pan out. But if you put in the time and effort and you prove that you're doing it, he'll make money. He'll make a lot of money on it.
Correct.
So he's making nothing now, and he'll make a lot in the future. Either way, okay?
I agree.
Or he makes nothing. So that's the only way I would do it.
I agree with Rob. I would go to those accounts that is not performing. Go, look, this is costing you zero.
There was a list Maddie had printed out, a list of all those accounts, 250 and down, which are non-managed. Like, he filtered that. And, all right, well, Kat, let's go through it, okay? It was, I don't want to, like, keep pushing him either, you know what I'm saying? If I give him a letter, I mean, or a list, I give him, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No, why are you going to give him 2-3 weeks?
What do you mean?
He's the one that came up to you freaking out because of the accounts.
I was in shock.
It wasn't you. So what you need to do is, look, after that conversation, why don't we revisit that list of 250,000 and let me work on it? You're not getting paid on it anyway.
Yeah.
Or say everybody under a million. I mean, that would be more.
Something,
I mean, look, you're
where I know for a fact, as long as it's managed, he'll get paid a dollar. He won't even, like, he'll be like, it's fine. Like, but it could be a $5,000 management fee if we talk to them, if we see if they're covered.
Right.
So, either way, yeah. But enough about me. Thank you so much. I want to kind of give Gil some opportunity to see if there's anything advice you can give him. I don't know if you want to sit here or not, but no. Okay.
In my case, Rob, I've been doing the scheduling. I've been doing the calls.
Yep.
The one thing that it never panned out for me was the folders.
The folders?
Really?
The
folders were complicated because clients, as you know, I do international clients. And clients
right, yeah.
told me I would be freaking out on an airport if I had to take this back to my country. With information inside of it.
Right, right.
You know, so I won't deny it. Sometimes it's tough on me, not on the program. I think it's on me, on making that call. You know, the phone sometimes gets heavy. I get caught up. I get cut off into other things. It could be administrative things. And by the time I get to see the call, it's 2 days late.
Uh-oh.
That's happened to me too, yeah.
You know, so that's where the majority of my work needs to be concentrated into the scheduling and follow-up of those calls.
Yeah. And Gil, you can have your own folder, right? I mean, there's no restricting you from having a folder, right? You don't have to even take it with you. You just have it in the office, and that's the folder you use. And when you go visit them, you may not want to have that because, you know, your privacy and all that stuff. And you can do it, you can do a lot of this stuff electronically, sending them the agenda, sending them the executive summary, no restrictions on that. So, that to me is still a solid basis for a practice. You can still have a good practice. You just don't necessarily want, they may not want to physically have a folder in there, but if they have it in their house, is that not secure and safe and okay there?
Rob, a lot of these people don't even trust their own shadows in Latin America.
Yeah, I know. I know.
There's honestly horror stories of the maid being the one giving all the information to kidnappers and the driver opening the doors to an armored vehicle because they might have their families kidnapped if they don't give these people up. So these people very, very seldomly trust people. That's why once you're in, you might be most likely in for life, even if you're very bad at what you do.
Right. So, you know, and that would depend on the personality of the person sometimes, et cetera, et cetera. But I would try and, you know, if they can take a blank folder with you and fill it out with them in country, you know. And for the ones that are freaked out, then don't bother with any of it, you know. Just call them and you do your own 1242, and hopefully they'll accept a call and the schedule can be used, because it's you're calling internationally, you want them there. You don't want to be randomly calling. So having an appointment is a good thing. So I would just use your folder, you know, your scheduler, call them. If you can use the agenda, good. You may not want to send them an executive summary. You may not want to send them an agenda. It's up to you in terms of security. But, you know, you play that by ear, but I think it still works. And so I think, you know, it's still good business practice.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to hang in there and, you know, make your own personal exceptions, but don't, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If you have to adjust slightly, great, but don't disband the idea of being organized and calling on a regular basis, because, I mean, look at Brazil. I mean, look at these countries. They're changing so fast, and Colombia, and I mean, lots of opportunities, lots of challenges, and if you don't talk to people regularly, I mean, things are moving so fast. It's really important to talk.
Yes, yes, very fast things moving in Latin America.
I've got to go today because of I'm going to lunch with friends. But anyway, would you share with Gil the spreadsheet that I suggested, and see if you get his buy-in? I think he would like that. I think it would be good for him. And you can, together, you two can plot your how to use this effectively with the rest of the team.
Sure.
But I think it will be fun, and look forward to hearing your success on this in the future, right?
Thank you. So all right. Thank you so much, and I will.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to monthly from now on. So we have some time in between now and the next call to get this thing done, and I think it would be very valuable. I look forward to seeing what it looks like and getting your reaction to it. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.